朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
感谢主，在过去连着两个礼拜天，在这里我们从旧约圣经思想神的名字。
I thank God for the opportunity to meditate on the name of God from the Old Testament.
我们都记得耶和华以勒，耶和华尼西。
For example, Jehovah Jireh and Jehovah Nissi.
我们从耶和华以勒看见亚伯拉罕信心的见证。
From Jehovah Jireh, we see the faith.Of Abraham.
我们看耶和华尼西就想到摩西和约书亚得胜仇敌的见证。
And when we hear Jehovah Nissi, we remember the victory of Moses and Joshua.
今天是一连串第三个主日，我们要思想旧约神第三个名字，耶和华沙龙。
We will continue with this series of thought, and today we will look into the third name of God,Jehovah Shalom.
连着这三个主日，我们看见神的复合的名字 compound name， 两个名字连在一起，让我们体验神是怎么样的一位神。
Every time when we look into the compound name of God, we are drawn to what God really is like.
我们的神实在太无限、太丰富。
God is indeed infinite and rich.
当我们要认识他的时候，一次的体验没有办法体验我们神完全的丰富。
We cannot fully understand his richness from one experience.
但是在每一次我们对他的体验认识的一部分，就足够让我们在主的面前来更多的享受他。
But yet every time when we come to understand him, we come to appreciate and enjoy him.
耶和华沙龙这个名字说出了基甸蒙召的见证。
Jehovah Shalom talks about the testimony of Gideon.
耶和华以勒的意思就是说耶和华神必有预备。
When we talk about Jehovah Jireh, we are talking about God will provide.
耶和华尼西讲到耶和华是我的旌旗，是我的旗帜。
When we talk about Jehovah Nissi, we said the God is my banner.
耶和华沙龙，沙龙是讲到耶和华是那位赐平安的神。
And when we see Jehovah Shalom, we see that God is a God of peace.
当我们讲到耶和华以勒的时候，若是我们还记得的话，我们就想到亚伯拉罕怎么样走到他个人能力的极点，然后神就开始在他身上工作。
You may recall Jehovah Jireh talks about how Abraham has come to his wits' end, and now God has opened up a new way for him.
西方有一句话，我们常常也在这个讲台上提到 ，Man's extremity is God's opportunity. 人的尽端，人的尽头，就是神的开头。
We have often heard here the saying that the extremity of man is the opportunity for God.
特别是在耶和华以勒这样的一个经历上，我们很清楚地看见神丰丰富富的预备是在人走投无路的时候开始给我们体验到。
And under this expression, we can see how the richness of God is prepared for us as we come to our end.
在出埃及记十七章讲到耶和华尼西的时候，我们看见神他是他军队的元帅，他完全负责任，他完完全全的率领着当时的以色列人投入那样一个征战。
And when we look into Exodus, we see how God is the leader of the troops of Israelites, and that he leads them into victory.
所以摩西经历到耶和华是他的旗帜。
And so Moses experienced that God is his banner.
我记得小时候下陆军旗的时候，或者下象棋的时候。
I remember I used to like to play these special games when I was young.
那么我们知道下陆军旗到最后那个军旗一死你就输了。
There's one type of game where you have to try to catch the flag of the opponents, and if you do, you win the game.
那个象棋也是一样，象棋就是说最后被将军死了，那个将军死了，或者那个帅，或者是那个将死了，你就输了。
Similarly, we have the Chinese chess, which is very similar to Western chess.
所以在出埃及记十七章里面，我们就看见这样的一个图画，当这个旗帜得胜的时候，我们就看见以色列人就在那边得胜。
And this reminds us of this picture in Exodus, how they claim the flag.
我们看见耶和华以勒也好，耶和华尼西也好，在圣经里面那一段的经文都有非常逻辑性的一个发展。
And Jehovah Jireh and Jehovah Nissi all follows logical developments.
刚才我们的弟兄带领我们读这一段经文的时候
，Just now when our brother led us in the reading of today's scripture，
在士师记第六章，我们看到耶和华沙龙的背景。
In Judges chapter 6, we see the background to Jehovah Shalom.
我们不太能够看得出来，在这一段经文里面，到底那个发展是怎么慢慢发展到耶和华沙龙、耶和华赐平安的这样的一个真理。
Perhaps it's difficult from the passages we just read to fully understand how the theme, the Lord is peace, is developed.
沙龙不错，刚才说是 peace, 是平安的意思。
Yes, the word shalom means peace.
平安在圣经里面是个很重要的题目，也是很大的题目。
The topic of peace is a very important topic in the Bible.
圣经里面有许许多多的经文提到平安这个主题。
Much of scripture relates to the topic of peace.
我们可以一下想到好多的圣经，比如说在以赛亚书三十章，告诉我们说我们得救在于归回安息，我们得力在于平静安稳。
For example, Isaiah, we were told that we are saved because of peace.
我们知道所有能力的这个泉源中心是在于那个安静。
And we were told that the source of strength lies in peace.
每一次我们在电视里面看到这个台风的那个消息的时候。
And when we see the news about the typhoon on TV,
就看到一个很有意思的事情，就有个台风眼，有一个台风的中心。
We were struck by the fact that there is an eye in the typhoon.
外面一个风力不管有多大，都是从那个中心而发出来的。
No matter how strong the winds are, they all originate from this eye of the storm.
所以在圣经里面，我们一而再、再而三被提醒，我们今天要在主的面前得着能力，是从安静里面而得来的。
So we're reminded that to receive strength, it comes from peace.
所以常常我们鼓励弟兄姊妹，我们要来到主的面前，先有一段安静亲近神的生活，我们才能够把力量在我们的生活上带出来。
That is why we encourage brothers and sisters to have a quiet time before the Lord to draw daily strength.
这个礼拜我去接受定期的身体检查。
This week I went to have my regular physical checkup.
因为前几年一直有心脏的毛病，所以这一次医生就特别注意听我的心脏怎么样。
You might recall several years ago I have some heart problems, and so the doctor paid special attention to my heart.
他听完我的心脏以后，
After he listened to my heartbeat,
我就问他怎么样怎么样，我的心怎么样。
So I asked him, "How's my heart?"
他说还在跳，还在跳。
He said it's still beating.
但是我仔细的想一想，我觉得这里面有语病。
But then I thought about it. Maybe there's he's pulling a word trick on me.
这个心脏在跳，其实不是一天到砰砰砰砰在跳，它是跳一跳停一停，跳一跳停一停，这叫在跳。
Because the heartbeat, you hear it contracts and then it relaxes.
那个停和那个跳彼此有密切的关系。
And there is a very important relation between the actual beating and the relaxation.
那个短暂的停促进你那短暂的跳。
If the restful period is short, then the beating period is short.
这是圣经里面给我们看到平安的教训。
And this also points to the teaching of peace.
我们很多人喜欢看荒漠甘泉。
Many of us like to read streams in the desert.
在荒漠甘泉里面，我们知道他常常提到这个主题，就是怎么样在患难的里面有平安。
And in the publication, we often reminded of how in calamities there is peace.
我们都记得荒漠甘泉里面有一段说，有两个画家，他们都得到一个题目，就是说要他们画平安这个主题。
We were reminded of one of the stories that said two painters were commissioned to draw the topic peace.
一个画家呢，他就画了非常美的一个湖，然后旁边有山，蔚蓝的天空，尤其是天上的颜色，还有山上的颜色倒影在那个湖的上面，那个美丽安静平安的一幅图画。
One of the painters drawed a lake with the mountain and the sky reflected perfectly in the lake.
你住在 New England， 如果不在 New England 看过秋叶的话，你不知道你有多大的损失。
Of course, if you've never lived through New England during the fall season, you do not know what you have been missing.
每一次我们在那个秋景的里面，我们就看到一幅平安的图画。
And every time when we look on the scenery, we're reminded of peace.
有的时候在大自然的当中，突然之间你觉得自己好像迷失在那个大的图画里面一样。
And you feel that you can be lost in this scenery.
但是《荒漠甘泉》的作者告诉我们说，另外一个画家所画的图，平安是不一样。
But the other painter drew a very different picture.
画在一个瀑布的下面，有一个树枝在那个水花的当中，有一个鸟巢在那里，有一个小鸟。安安静静地躺在这个鸟巢的里面。
The drawing was of a waterfall and a twig growing out with a nest and a small bird inside the nest.
外面是风浪，但是我们在风浪的对比里面，才看出那真正的平安在哪里。
Yes, there may be a storm surrounding you, but it is through the storm that we truly appreciate peace.
感谢主，我们今天可以享受第一种的平安。但是更宝贵的平安是那种在风浪里面的平安。
Yes, we praise God that we can enjoy the first type of peace, but also, more importantly, the second type.
我曾经说过，今天基督徒并没有在眼泪的里面有任何的免疫性。
I have said many times that we are not immune as Christians to tears.
我们在苦难里面，基督徒也没有免疫性。
We are not immune to sufferings.
但是我们感谢赞美主，我们在眼泪的里面，在泪光的当中，我们看见上帝的荣耀。
But we praise God that through tears we can see the glory of God.
我们在患难的里面，却可以见证这位神他那说不出来的那个平安。
And through our sufferings, we can testify to His amazing peace.
这是今天我们信仰宝贝的地方。
And this is where our faith comes to be precious.
外面的风浪越大，我们里面越能够尝到、享受到神给我们的安息。
As the storm rages about us, we can enjoy the peace from God.
圣经里面告诉我们说，主耶稣可以在风浪的里面枕着枕头睡觉，这是何等。平静安稳的一幅图画。
We saw in the Bible how Jesus can go to sleep amidst a storm.
那么到底，今天我们讲到耶和华赐平安，耶和华沙龙跟我们刚才说的平安是不是一回事情？
So today we would like to look into this passage and see what it means for the Lord to be peace or Jehovah Shalom.
请各位翻回到士师记第六章。
Please turn with me again to Judges chapter 6.
我们要从刚才我们所读过的这段经文来看两件事情。
We would like to look into two aspects from this passage.
第一个，耶和华撒龙的背景到底是怎么回事情。
First, the background of Jehovah Shalom.
然后我们看耶和华撒龙与基甸的关系。
And secondly, the relationship between Jehovah Shalom and Gideon.
在士师记第六章，刚才我们是从第十一节看起。不过我今天，我希望大家再看前面有几节的圣经。
Even though we started reading from verse 11, maybe we should go earlier.
我们看第一节。
Let us look into verse 1.
以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
耶和华就把他们交在米甸人的手里七年。
And for 7 years, the Lord gave them into the hands of the Midianites.
第六节
Verse 6.
以色列人因米甸人的缘故极其穷乏，就呼求耶和华。
Midian so impoverished the Israelites that they cried out to the Lord for help.
然后看第八节
Verse 8.
耶和华就差遣先知到以色列人那里。
The Lord sent them a prophet.
在这里，我们看见一个很有意思的一个次序。
Here we see a very interesting progression.
第一节说以色列人行恶。
First we see the Israelites doing things that are evil.
然后神就把他们交在以色列人的手，仇敌的手中。
And so God gave them over to the Midianites.
当以色列人犯罪，神就管教。
When the Israelites sin, God punishes.
当以色列的百姓在神的管教当中的时候，到了一个地步，他们就醒悟过来，迫切地呼求耶和华。
And under the discipline of God, the Israelites realized their shortfall and they cried out to the Lord for help.
他们求神，神就施行拯救。
And when they cry out to God, God sends His salvation.
简单地说，这个就是耶和华沙龙这一段事情的背后的背景。
Very simply put, this is the background to Jehovah Shalom.
但是如果我们把士师记整个把它看过去的时候，
But if we read the whole book of Judges,
我们就发现第一节那个以色列人又行耶和华眼中看过恶的那个又字的时候，我们就觉得有很特别的意义。
When we read this again through the entire book, we find that the word again, the Israelites did evil. The word again is interesting.
所以换句话说，士师记整个的一个描写，就是刚才第一节、第六节、第八节这样一个层次的一个不断的循环。
In other words, the experience of the Israelites in the book of Judges is a cycle of verse 1, 6, and 8.
神的选民行恶。
The Israelites did evil.
神的管教就临到他们。
The discipline of God comes.
当他们在受苦的时候，他们就呼求。
And as they suffer, they cry out for help.
他们呼求神了以后，神就拯救他们。
And when they cry out for help, God saved them.
拯救了他们以后呢，慢慢慢慢，他们又落到行恶的那个老路上去。
But after his salvation, they fall back to sin.
给我们看见士师记是一个恶性的循环。
So we see this as a vicious cycle.
当我们看见这个恶性循环的时候，我们就觉得似曾相识，好像很熟悉。
And as we see this, we say, "Gee, we've seen this before."
好像就在你我的身上一个过去属灵生命的一个写照。
Perhaps this is also an accurate picture of our spiritual life.
所以在整本士师记里面记载的十二个不同的士师。
There are 12 judges recorded in this book.
特别提到六个士师所做的事情。
Six judges were specially highlighted.
那么在六个士师里面最多记载的一个是基甸，一个是参孙。
There are two judges who receive much print. One is Gideon, the other one is Samson.
在这样一个全国在那里受苦的循环里面的时候，神兴起了基甸做拯救的工作。
So during the cycle of national calamity, God raised up Gideon.
基甸被神选上，带来以色列人一个新的属灵的高潮和属灵的一个复兴。
And through his ministry, the Israelites were revived spiritually and reached a peak.
我们看第八章二十八节。
Let's turn to chapter 8, verse 28.
在第八章二十八节告诉我们说，这样米甸人被以色列人制服了，不敢再抬头。基甸还在的日子，国中太平四十年。
Verse 28 of chapter 8. Thus Midian was subdued before the Israelites and did not raise its head again. During Gideon's lifetime, the land enjoyed peace for 40 years.
这个四十年的太平就是从耶和华沙龙这里来的。
This peace for 40 years came from Jehovah Shalom.
太平四十年，太平这两字，刚才我们听英文，它翻译的是 peace.
The word was used in English was peace.
四十年的 peace
for 40 years
是从耶和华沙龙，耶和华所赐的平安带出来的。
It came from the peace given by God.
所以我们在这里看见，因着耶和华沙龙带出这四十年偏安的局面。
So we see because of Jehovah Shalom, we have this peace for 40 years.
但是不要忘记，我们刚才所读的这个士师记第六章是指基甸个人在神面前的经历。
But please remember that chapter 6 was a personal experience of Gideon.
请注意，这是一个非常重要的一个真理。
This is a very important truth.
神要得着整体，乃是从个体开始。
To reach a whole, God starts with a unit.
我们知道今天许多人对教会有很高的期许。
Sometimes we have a special request of the church.
我们对教会有很高的盼望。
We have a special hope for the church.
但是我们常常发现，当你对一个人、对一个事情有很高的盼望的时候，你常常得到的是很大的失望。
But we find out oftentimes when we have a high hope on something or someone, very often we are disappointed.
所以有很多的老基督徒到了一个地步，对教会没有什么太大的盼望。
So many old Christians do not harbor high hopes for the church.
因为你盼望越大，你知道你将来你前面的失望就越大。
Because you know the higher your hopes, the larger your disappointment.
但是弟兄姊妹，请各位注意到这里一件事情。
But let us pay attention to one thing.
当我们对一个团体有盼望的时候
，as we have high hopes for an organization,
我们希望这个团体能够复兴，这个团体能够有新的一个局面。
We want a new revival for this organization.
没有办法与这个团体里面的个人，就是你和我脱掉关系。
You cannot separate the organization from the individuals that make up the organization.
教会要复兴。
For the church to be revived,
要从个人开始
has to start with individuals.
教会要兴旺，要从我们个人开始
We have to prosper before the church.
在牧师的立场，在在知识的立场，在在每一个弟兄姊妹的立场，我们都应当有这样的一个态度。
And we all should have this similar attitude.
耶和华沙龙，让我再强调一次，是即便个人属灵的经历。
Jehovah Shalom was a personal experience of Gideon.
但是他透过建立那个祭坛，把他那个人隐藏的经历，把它公开出来。
But Gideon built an altar to make known his personal testimony.
求主给我们每一个人在主的面前都有这样一个耶和华沙龙的经历。
And may God give each one of us the experience Jehovah Shalom.
这三个礼拜，弟兄姊妹听我讲道。
For the past 3 weeks, you have listened to me preaching.
我相信你们一定感觉到一件事情。
I'm sure you feel one thing.
李牧师这次东南亚之行大概接受很大的冲击。
Perhaps Pastor Lee received a lot of impact during his trip to Asia.
上个礼拜有弟兄姊妹告诉我。
Last week, some of you told me.
李牧师今天的信息对我有很大的冲击和帮助。
Pastor Lee, your message today gave me much help and impact.Praise God.
当然我们今天讲到不是单单听见弟兄姊妹的称赞和夸奖。
Of course, we are not looking for your praises.
但是话说回来，称赞和夸奖对传道人是一个很大的打气。
On the other hand, we are much encouraged by your praises.
可以让那个负担延续下去。
So that our burden can be lengthened.
可以让讲台的信息能够更扩大它的影响。
So that the pulpit ministry can be broadened in its impact.
为什么有这样的一个冲击呢？因为这是在东南亚，神实在多次的借着环境向我说话。
Well, this time when I went back to Asia, I was spoken to by the Lord through many different circumstances.
我到香港，到基督教的书店去逛。
When I went to Hong Kong, I went into this Christian bookstore.
我想买一些这几年没有看到台湾或者香港出版的一些中文的属灵的书籍。
I wanted to purchase some Chinese spiritual books published from Hong Kong or Taiwan that I've missed during these past years.
当我在香港书店逛的时候，那个老板带着我看，带着我走。
And the manager of the bookstore was leading me and showing me all the books.
那么那位弟兄就告诉我，他说李牧师最近有几本书在香港有很大很大的影响力。我说你带给我看看。
And he told me, Pastor Lee, there are several books that are very influential in the Church of Hong Kong.
那么他就介绍了一本英文书给我。
And he showed me these books.
是前年 John Stott 他所写的一本书。
One of them was written by John Stott several years ago.
这本书的题目叫 Issues Facing Christians Today. 就是基督徒现代所面对的问题这样的一本书。
And it was the book by John Stott called Issues Facing Christians Today.
那既然他推荐，我就买下来。
Since he recommended it, I bought it.
但是因为行李很重，所以就托那个书店替我寄。
But because my luggage was heavy, I said, please mail it to me.
到现在这本书还没有收到。
I have yet to receive that book today.
但一回到 Boston.
But once I returned to Boston,
师母告诉我这七个礼拜所发生的事情。
And Mrs. Lee shared with me what happened for the past 7 weeks.
拿了一本书给我，她说这是我们教会一位弟兄送你的一本书。
And she told me this is a book that one of our brothers in the church want to give it to you.
我一看就是 Issues Facing Christian Today 这一本书。
When I see it, it was the exactly same book.
哇，我说这本书那非看不可。
Then I say I have to read this.
所以这三个礼拜就拼命的看这本书。
So I spent the past 3 weeks reading this book.
越看。又兴奋又难过。
When I read it, I was much excited, and yet I was also sorrowed.
作者在这本书里面提到许许多多今天世界上所发生的问题。
The author points to many things that's happening around us.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。